prepare at this time with the words of my mouth, the meditations of my heart, the hearing and understanding of those present would be acceptable in your sight now and forevermore. Amen. Well, we've been taking a look these past few weeks, going through the Sermon on the Mount, and the next passage is in Matthew chapter 6, verses 19 through 24. I'm going to start with verses 19 through 21. Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal, but store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where moth and rust do not destroy, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. See, we concern ourselves many times with the stuff we have. And that's understandable. We live in a culture where many times we're defined by what we have, by what our stuff is. And so we collect stuff and we hang on to stuff. And stuff happens to our stuff. Has anyone here ever been robbed? It's unpleasant because something happens to your stuff. I was reading, there was a Bible commentator named Matthew Henry. You've probably heard of, who's written some very good commentary on the whole Bible. He was once robbed, and the day he was robbed, he wrote the following in his diary. He wrote, "Lord, I thank you that I have never been robbed before, that although they took my money, they spared my life, that although they took everything, it wasn't much, that it was I who was robbed and not I who robbed." Do you ever think you'd be thankful for being robbed? Talk about being thankful in all circumstances. You see, we have these things in our lives that we care so much about, we can't bear to lose them. And sometimes we do. Continuing with that passage, "The eye is the lamp of the body. If your eyes are good, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eyes are bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. If then the light within you is darkness, how great is that darkness? No one can serve two masters. Either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money." You can't serve both God and money. Now, if you're used to reading this, this is the NIV translation I read from. If you're used to the King James Version, it says God and mammon. You're probably more used to that. But what mammon is, in a very technical sense, is money. But interestingly enough, mammon also means trust, like a trust you would have for another person. When we put our trust in another thing, see, this passage is not just talking about money. It's most specifically talking for us about treasure in heaven. And we can be distracted. I'm obviously distracted right now. I'm not sure by what, but we can be distracted by things of the world. You know, the idea of serving two masters and referring here to God and mammon. A lot of people think of mammon as not just money, but like money as a god. And we can look at money as a god. I mean, I'm not going to say anybody here, but do you know somebody who worships the dollar? If you think about it, there's probably somebody you know, maybe not personally, but maybe somebody you see on TV, people who are just so interested in accumulating more and more and more. And for what? To what end? I mean, what good, you know, during our lives, certainly we need financial security. We certainly do. You know, whatever it is we do, we've got overhead. We've got bills to pay. We've got to pay rent. We've got to buy food. We've got utilities. We need money to take care of these things. Certainly we do. But when it comes to just accumulating, I mean, certainly it's important to save for retirement. Certainly it's important to be prepared for these things. But when it becomes overwhelming to us, to a point where the accumulation is more important than anything else, that's where money becomes God. And if we remember back to our first commandment, God said, "I am the Lord your God, you shall have no other gods before me." Well, money can be one of those gods. They often talk about the fact that in Christianity, we are a monotheistic, that's our theological word for the day, monotheistic, meaning there's one God. Well, we worship one God, but if there weren't other gods, why would God say, you will serve no other gods before me. Well, here's a circumstance. Money can be a god. It can be more important than the God that we, hopefully, as Christians are serving. And therein is the problem. So how do we store up these treasures in heaven? In Matthew 19, starting in verse 16, now a man came up to Jesus and asked, "Teacher, what things must I do to get eternal life?" "Why do you ask me about what is good?" Jesus replied. "There is only one who is good. If you want eternal life, obey the commandments." "Which ones?" the man inquired. Jesus replied, "Do not murder, do not commit adultery, do not steal, do not give false testimony. Honor your father and mother, and love your neighbor as yourself." "All these I have kept," the young man said. "What do I still lack?" Jesus answered, "If you want to be perfect, go sell your possessions and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me." When the young man heard this, he went away sad, because he had great wealth. Now, before you go thinking, I just said that you have to sell everything and give the money to the poor. That's not what I'm saying. That's what Jesus was telling this man to do, because his God was money. And that if he was going to follow Jesus, he had to give that God up to follow him. And once that was given up, he would have treasure in heaven. We acquire our treasure in heaven by following Christ, by seeking the things above rather than the things below. In Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 through 4, "Since you have been raised with Christ, set your hearts on the things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your mind on these things, not on earthly things. For you died, and your life is now hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory." Treasure in heaven. The things, set your mind on the things above rather than the things below. Because after all, what is treasure really? But the thing you value the most. Maybe not the thing you value the most, but something that you value greatly. My family is treasure for me because I value my family. My friends are treasure to me because I value my friends. God is of greatest value to me because I value him most of all, because I owe him so much. It is in focusing on God, focusing on Christ, seeking his will and endeavoring to do that, that provides us with this treasure in heaven. There was a rich man who was dying, and in preparation for his death, he got a suitcase and filled it with gold. And when he died, the angels came to him and said, "It's time for you to go. It's time for you to go to heaven." He said, "Can I bring something with me?" They said, "No, you don't bring anything with you to heaven. Everything you need is there." He said, "But I've been preparing this. Can I please bring this suitcase with me?" Well, the angel said, "Well, what's in the suitcase that you could possibly want in heaven?" And he pulled the suitcase out and he opened it up, and it was filled with gold bars. And the angels looked at it and they said, "I suppose you can bring that with you if you really want to." And the man was overjoyed at this, and he closed his suitcase and he went on to heaven. And one of the angels turned to the other one and he said, "Why in the world would he want to bring a suitcase full of pavement to heaven? The streets are paved with gold." You see, God has so much in store for us that anything we could acquire here would be of so little value. Treasure in heaven. Jesus is our real treasure in heaven because he is what is so valuable to us. I'm looking forward to the day when I stand before Jesus, and I'm hoping he will say to me, as I know he has said to so many who have gone before me, "Well done, good and faithful servant." What's that worth? More than anything I could acquire here. More than anything anyone could say to me here. He calls us to acquire treasure in heaven that will not rust, will not decay. It cannot be stolen from us. And it's worth far more than everything else that's here on earth. Amen.
This program has been copyrighted under the Creative Commons Attributes Non-Commercial Share Alike License. For additional information about Faith Community Christian Church or to contact Pastor Colin, please visit our website at www.faithc3.org.
Well, the benediction is the good and final word, and we put that at the end so you don't miss what came in front of it. And our good and final word for the day is that we have this opportunity to acquire treasure in heaven, this thing that's more valuable than anything we can get here. It's just a matter of following Christ. You know, the image comes to mind of the treasure map. Here it is. If we can turn away from whatever that thing is that is keeping us from serving Him as best we can, more treasure in heaven. I don't know what we're going to do with treasure in heaven, but I'm looking forward to finding out when that day comes. What a joy. What a joy to know that whatever we lack here, we will have. What a joy. The service is over. Your service may now begin. Go from this place and be blessed. Amen.